Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. It is the big day, Thursday, December 14th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 25 degrees and sunny skies, and it is sunny out there today. Last year, it was a rainy day for Fruitcake Day, Fruitcake Toss Day, but this year it is sunny. And the tensions are mounting as we went to break there. Now, we were getting a call as we went to break. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that was you, give us a call. We haven't heard from Adam yet this morning. I cannot believe that. Adam, who last year won Most Improved and, I think, best in the WGH category. Haven't heard from Adam. Don't know what he's up to this morning. Sarah called in before the break. Doesn't feel a woman's going to win. But apparently there is some competition heating up in the women's division. She wants to beat all the women tonight. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what did I say that made Sarah mad? I said she had a good chance.
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Because I thought you said you'd like to see a woman win.
The only thing I might have said was I think a woman can win it, and if a woman does win, you know, then she won't be talking about that. But
oh, maybe that's it. You know, but I think Sarah just feels that a woman has no chance to win this.
See, I hope a woman at least comes close if she doesn't do it.
Well, see, I have to agree with you that I think a woman could win this because if Abby is throwing close to 60 foot, and last year the winner was 61 foot, I don't know why a woman couldn't win. And to be honest with you, Carrington is very lanky, and she might surprise everybody tonight.
Too.
Huh?
She's competitive, too. She wants to win this,
I think. She is competitive. That would not surprise me. And, you know, I don't know about Sheila. I don't know about Carrie Grigsby. I don't know about Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy. You know, there's a lot of people on here. Matt's mom, Becky, you know, she's just in her early 40s. It's not like this is an elderly woman. I don't know. Abby, you know, Abby, if she's throwing close to 60 foot, I mean, we've got to say that that's competitive. And Sarah, yeah, Sarah might have thrown 45 foot last year, but you know, who knows about this year?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit different.
Well, I think it will, too. And yesterday, the fruitcake toss at school proved to me that the real powerhouse people tend to throw it high. They throw it high because they haven't practiced, and I don't think they understand that distance is what this is all about.
And I think where you're throwing it at, you know, that parking lot is going to be better than what you're used to. You did before, and it might get a little better slide.
Well, also, people, they want to throw it hard, and hard doesn't work either because hard goes straight up or hard hits the ground. You've almost got to just float it.
Well, you can throw it hard as long as you have the release at the right time. That's the biggest thing.
Well, like I say, I believe it's 50% strength and 50% technique. And if you can put the two of those together, you've got a possibility to win this thing. Now, you know, I don't know. I'm looking at the list here, and I can't even say that Ed's the odds-on favorite. You know, there are so many new people in the event this year that I don't know. Because I can't say that Matt could not pull this off. I can't say that Carrington couldn't pull it off. I can't say that Sheriff Bales, I mean, he's certainly a possibility. Now he's done it once. He did it last year. I certainly couldn't say that Pastor Craig, who's back in it after being off for a year, you know, he did very well the first time he did it. So I can't say that a lot of these people wouldn't have a good chance.
Well, in the past, you haven't had a whole lot of women.
Well, Jason...
What are you just going to do, you know, crown, you know, the one out of three, you know?
Right, and we've also got...
There's a lot of women in it.
Well, we've already got... We've got Jason Schauber in it this year. Judge Edwards. Judge Edwards, last year was his first year. Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray.
You might want to let Judge Edwards win. That way, if you go before him,
that's right. If I ever end up in the court, that way I'll be on the good side. But well, what about Adam? You know, he thinks he's a powerhouse. He's in the gym.
I'm sure, like you said, I wonder why we ain't hearing from him.
Isn't that strange? He talked up a big game a couple years ago, and I think he even talked up somewhat of a game last year. But he's gone silent the last few days.
Yeah, that's not like him.
No, very strange. So who knows?
Okay, well, I guess we'll see what's there. I'm not about it. I don't know.
Well, hey, by the way, in the WGH group, because there is a WGH category, who's going to take that?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
I have some thoughts on it. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. As the tension mounts for the big fruitcake toss tonight, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue, who knows what's going to happen? And it's also my understanding that the two confirmations we just got earlier this morning, Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson, vying for the love of somebody, you know how that goes. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, this is all in good fun. I was just teasing. I've never been mad at anybody in my whole life. I don't even get mad, really.
No, I think he took it in good fun, too. But don't
I was just teasing. But I'm not mad, but I am sad because something came up and Sheila had to cancel.
Oh, Sheila's had to cancel. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I think Sheila, honestly, I think she would have probably... She could have probably won the competition. Definitely would have beat all the women. I mean, Sheila is strong.
Really? So she now, but I heard Mr. Neal was a powerhouse.
She's like over 6 foot tall, very broad shoulders. I mean, she was a powerhouse. I wouldn't want to tango Sheila. If you're listening, I love you.
Now, what about Mr. Neal?
He's coming. I'm getting him at 6:30.
Now, he, from what I understand, he's a bit of a powerhouse.
Yeah. So it's anybody's competition. You're a man.
I think so. We'll see what happens.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, we've just cleared all the news this morning because we're talking fruitcakes here. And again, we do want to thank we got the Christmas cards from John and Carolyn Heimlich and Bob Welsh and Brinley. We thank them for the Christmas cards. And if you want to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk. Put your return address in there. We'll send you a card back, and we'll make sure to read your card on the air and put it on the wall in the studio. That's how that all works. Christmas party next Tuesday, which is also our Christmas special. It will be on the air. 7:15 to 9 o'clock. What an event that's going to be. The whole WGH crew will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we will all have a tremendous time. Holy moly, what a day it is. Again, phone lines are open this morning. If you'd like to call in on anything, we'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, not just the fruitcake toss tonight. There'll be music. There'll be a sing-along. There'll be hot chocolate. There'll be Buckeyes. There's going to be a plaque presentation for Jack Kellogg. The winner of the fruitcake toss gets a plaque and four passes to the Columbus Zoo and most likely a Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie. Wow. Does it get any better than this? Does it get any better than Fruitcake Day? Now remember, if you're not entered in the fruitcake toss and you would still like to come and view it, feel free. You can come stand in the audience. There's nothing wrong with that. We know there'll be people from Marion Area Transit there. We know there will be people cheering on Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. We know that there'll be other spectators that I'm aware of at this particular point. And why wouldn't you want to be a spectator at Marion's premier event, the 4th annual Fruitcake Toss? And don't forget, if you can't come, it will air tonight on this station at 9:15 p.m. So that's how it all shakes out. And I guess I could run down our entrance here again. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apatheller, Sarah, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Linda Sims, Ed, Pickett, our winner last year, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin, Lois Fisher, Nick, Miranda McGinnis, Abby, Becky Morgan, Sean, Lieutenant Brown, Bob Smith, and Weasel Boy at this point. Those are your competitors tonight. Woo! What a list it is. All right. 740-751-4038. Anything you want to talk about in regard to any of that or anything else going on in the world, even as we speak, because there's a lot going on in the world. And of course, there's no animosity or anger between anybody at this particular point. It's just a fun event, in which everybody comes out and enjoys themselves. Oh, I got to tell you a story yesterday. Yesterday, I was in the grocery store, and somebody came up to me and they said, you know, I never listened to your show until my wife was on your show, and now I listen to your show every day. So I hope this person's out there listening this morning. And by the way, this person's wife will be in the Fruitcake Toss tonight, so I hope they will be there, and I hope this person will be there cheering them on. But what a nice person this was to meet. I'm not going to say who the wife was or who the person was, but I'm glad they were there, and I'm glad that they listen every morning. I'm glad they're out there. So I thank them for that. I also thank Miranda Hundley for being out there this morning. I know she's out there listening. She was the nominator of Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. We'll see how they're going to do tonight. These are two boys I've never met. We're going to see how that all shakes out. Because there might be a little internal struggle between these two. I don't know. You know, there are all these little internal things that go on. There's a lot of intricacies in the Fruitcake Toss, as near as I can tell. But if nothing else, you'll get some hot chocolate and you'll get some chestnuts, Buckeyes. So that's how we're going to shake this thing out tonight. All right, again, the story in the Marion Star this morning that I brought up earlier. City owes IRS $267,000 and is selling investments to make payroll. Well, that's an interesting story, to say the least. If you have anything to say in regard to that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And heaven knows we've talked about the whole situation this week with the auditor resigning as of January the 5th and incoming Mayor Bill Collins. And I do not want to misrepresent this, so I'm going to try to say this the correct way. Offering her the transit job, but not being able to give her the transit job as of yet. And apparently there was some miscommunication of that somewhere along the line. But I think what we would... I haven't heard from Bill or Miranda yet on the air, and I do hope we hear from them just to straighten some of this out. And it's not... You know, we want to get anybody or anything like that. We just want to figure out what in the world happened here. Just get the facts. You know, like they used to say on Dragnet, what are the facts? Just the facts. Give me the facts, man. That's really all this is about. What happened here. That's all. And I think beyond that, nobody's really going to bat much of an eye at this. It's just the facts. So there you go. 740-751-4038. And I think the facts will eventually come out. You know, I've talked with Bill, and I think Bill will come on at some point. You know, being mayor-elect is a busy thing. And I've also talked with Miranda about coming on, and I think she's thinking about it, so I hope she does. It would be good, I think, for everybody involved for her to come on. I think it would be good for everybody involved for Bill to come on. And then we can just kind of move on past everything that's happened in the past and look toward the future. Because somehow we got all confused. We got all kind of meshed up in this story. I think because it was all sprung on us on Monday. I think that was part of it. Now, I do have to say, now this is factual, just for the facts. I was sent a letter. It's actually Miranda's resignation letter. I was sent her resignation letter, so I'm going to pull this up here. Because, again, I want to be factual. I don't want to say anything out of turn here at this point. Let me pull this up here. Because, again, we do not want any confusion in regard to any of this. Okay, here it is. And this is how her resignation letter reads. To whom it may concern, I hereby resign my position as city auditor effective January 5th, 2023. I think that's just a typo, 2024. I have accepted another position within the city to assist in the transition. So, in the resignation letter, Miranda does say she has accepted another position within the city. It's in the resignation letter. So, I don't know. All I know is what I have in front of me. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. All I'm saying is that's the resignation letter somebody sent to us from City Hall. So draw your own conclusions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So in the resignation letter, she does say that she's accepted another position. Beyond that, I don't know. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when Robert Landon did a resignation letter, he put his date out farther, and they said he resigned now, cut him off. He can't pick when he wants to resign.
Now the law director did explain that on Monday. Now, the reason for that was Robert was within his own term, so he was resigning the term he was in. Miranda is resigning a term that she has not started. She will not she'll still be sworn in on January the 1st, and she's resigning that term, not the term that she's in right now. And that's why there's a difference.
She hasn't been sworn in to the auditor's office, Joe?
Well, I think she was sworn in to finish out Robert Landon's term, but for she just won the election in November. So for that term, she'll be sworn in again in January. And because her resignation date falls after January the 1st, she's actually resigning the next term, not this term.
Okay, I get that, yeah, okay.
So that's the difference between her and Robert Landon's resignation. But, I'm confused. And again, it's just confusion. I'm not questioning anybody. But her resignation letter right there was sent to me by somebody. I'm not going to say who. But basically, she says in it that she's accepted another position. So again, this is why I'm confused, and I wish that Bill or Miranda would come on, and they've both been on in the past, because I don't know, there's some confusion there about...
You're going to be head of the transit bus system.
Well, I don't want to say that, because...
Sarah and those other drivers might end up not getting paid if she's in there.
Oh, now that's not a nice thing to say.
I mean, she hasn't done his auditor's job up to snuff. So
you know, Miranda was a very good guest, and she's always been very nice to me. And I really, really, really wish she would come on, because I think there's more to this story than we're hearing about. And unfortunately, and I don't dislike Robert Landon, but we all know when Robert Landon was going through his stuff that he would never come on, so it just left us all to speculate what went on.
He never come into the office either.
Well, this is why I think Miranda will come on, because I think Miranda knows that we're going to give her a fair shake, and I think she'll be able to explain all this away, because I am confused. That's all I am, is confused, because Bill got up in the meeting and said that Ayers brought this up. I didn't. Ayers brought up in the city council meeting that Bill had offered her the job of transit. I don't have the exact words, but I'm paraphrasing here. That's what he said. And Bill said that that was not true. Now, when I came back on the air and said that, Bill said that he has not given her the job yet because he can't, because he's not been sworn in. Okay. But then in Miranda's letter, her resignation letter, which was done on Monday, she says she's already accepted the position. So I don't know. I wish somebody would come on and explain this.
Yeah, they're starting to do business, and their business hasn't even started yet.
Right. So, and I just want to make sure. Let me get Bill's quote here again that he sent me, because I want to make sure I'm not misrepresenting anybody here. Because that is not our goal here on this station. Our goal is to tell people what we know and what's going on. And I just, it's very confusing in a way. Bill said, just to clarify, you are alluding to the fact that I was dishonest in my answer at city council last night. I would like to correct you on this issue. I have had discussions with McGinnis about her interest in the transportation director position, and she was told that when it is in my power to do so, she would be appointed to that position January 1st, 2024, when I have the authority to do so. She has not and will not be appointed to that position until that time. Okay.
Well, who's in that position right now?
I can't think of her name, but I know she's resigning. I know she's retiring, I think.
Okay, so Collins is getting rid of somebody else to give her this promotion.
I don't know if it's just the words that are here, because Bill says he's had conversations with her, and that when it's in his power to do so, she would be appointed to that position. But in her resignation letter, she says she's accepted the position. And I think that's the semantic confusion of this whole thing.
Well, they're out there. I wish they'd come on.
Yes, Bill, Miranda, somebody call and straighten us out here about what happened. Okay, thanks. All right, 740-751-4038. It's certainly not anybody's intention to misrepresent anything here, but I just think there's some confusion here. And heaven knows we don't want to be called on the carpet for confusing anybody. And I'm not exactly sure where the confusion is. You'd have to have been there Monday, I guess, and you'd have to try to understand what all this rigmarole is about. But that's the resignation letter, and we do have a copy of it, and it is on file at City Hall. And like I say, it's just two sentences. To whom it may concern, I hereby resign my position of city auditor effective January 5th, 2023. I have accepted another position within the city to assist in the transition. So that's the resignation letter from Miranda McGinnis that came out on Monday. Beyond that, I don't know. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. In any event, that's the news of the day. but also in the Marion Star, as we talked about earlier, $267,000 in fines, and the city is selling investments to make payroll. So that's where that is at this particular point. You know, interesting times, I guess to say the least. You know what? Maybe we'll get somebody on here before the program's over today. And I hope maybe Miranda would come on tomorrow. We certainly would love to hear from Miranda. I think it would clear up a lot of this. We would love to hear from Bill. I'm sure Bill's busy. And I know that is really what this is all about. He's busy. But I hope he can make some time for us, you know, for a phone call or whatever it is, stopping by the office tomorrow, because we're at the office tomorrow from 8 until 11 live with my show. Then Pastor Craig's on from 11 to 12. And then we're all together 12 to 1, and then 1 to 2, Study His Word is on. So if Bill has any time in that three-hour period tomorrow morning, or Miranda, we would certainly love to hear from them in regard to this entire situation, because it is a confusing situation, I think, on a lot of people's behalf. And in the end, will it mean anything? Will it amount to a hill of beans? I don't really know. But I think it's just confusing right now when all these letters and all these things are coming about. But beyond that, I have no idea. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind at this particular point. Fruitcake toss galore tonight. You know, that's a much easier subject to talk about. Gets us out of the hotness of the news. And you know what? Again, I want to thank everybody who has nominated somebody, everybody who's following up with people today to make sure they'll be there tonight, everybody who's going to show up tonight, everybody who's donating their time and efforts to make this a big event tonight. That really is the community of Marion, in my particular opinion, and could not be done without those people. So I want to thank each and every one of them. You know, we talk an awful lot bad about Marion all the time, but I'll tell you what, this fruitcake event is everything good about Marion. People coming together, willing to help, willing to volunteer to make a great event. So I cannot be more thankful and more proud of the county and city that we are all a part of here. And I think people should take a greater pride in the city and county of Marion that they are involved with. Just my opinion. If anybody has a thought on it, 740-751-4038. And by the way, if you have Laddie Boy's dog collar, drop it off at the Fruitcake Toss tonight, 7 p.m., and we'll have a $5,000 reward for you. There's a whole nother thing going on. You know, we've got all these things floating around here. You know, once this fruitcake toss is over, we're going to get into that whole dog collar thing, because I'm telling you, there's more to that dog collar thing than meets the eye. I just do not understand how nobody is gossiping about that. You know how people are. Now, when that dog collar got stolen, nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. Nobody told anybody anything. I mean, that's how we found out about Harding's love letters and Lady Justice and all these other things that were hidden over the years. People like to talk. People like to gossip. Are you telling me that the person who actually stole this dog collar has no idea what's going on? I just can't believe that. $5,000 on the line, no prosecution from the city police or the prosecutor. I think it's time to turn the darn thing in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour, 26 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Any thoughts this morning as we chug on down the trek here this morning on WGH Talk. 14 minutes left, if there's anything on your mind. In regard to the city of Marion, in regard to the fruitcake toss, in regard to Laddie Boy's dog collar, whatever's on your mind, we'll talk about it here this morning on this station. So we hope to hear from you. And I'll tell you, this first Christmas present that I got is just, kind of beckoning to me from across the room over here. Wrapped in white tissue paper with a red bow on it. You know, I just keep thinking, it's saying to me, open me, open me, open me. And I do have to say, the fruitcake toss at the school yesterday was very competitive. People wanted to win. And the principal even got in on the action yesterday and threw the fruitcake. You know, it's exciting. What did they used to say on the ABC Wide World of Sports show? The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Well, maybe that's where we are tonight. But with the agony of defeat, you'll get some Buckeyes and some hot chocolate. And you'll also get some music. And again, I've been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, P-I-E-C-E Prize. The Nobel Fruitcake Peace Prize. Any predictions for tonight? Any thoughts for tonight? 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. All right. Well, let's see. What could we do for the last few minutes here this morning? I guess we could do a family feud question. We haven't done one of those in quite a while with all the things we've been talking about. Okay, well, you know what? Let's do one of these and see if we can rip it out here in 12 minutes. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Five answers. I bet we can get that in 12 minutes, don't you think? Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Five big answers. Does anybody have the answers? These all seem pretty basic to me today. Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn ball.
No popcorn ball. Good guess, though. No popcorn ball on the tree here today. All right, name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Christmas lights.
Lights are number one on the list. You got it. Lights, number one on the list. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Can I do two?
Okay.
A pickle?
No pickle.
Okay, no Christmas pickle, because that is a thing, and I know that you know that because we talk about it every year.
Well, now, I don't understand the Christmas pickle, though, but that's a whole nother story.
But you have heard of the Christmas pickle.
I have heard of the Christmas pickle, yes.
Okay. Tinsel?
Yes, tinsel is number five on the list.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Tinsel, number five on the list. Lights, number one. Tinsel, number five. I don't think I'll ever understand the whole Christmas pickle thing. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the top. The decoration at the top.
Well, what would that be?
Like a treetop, an angel, a star.
Angel. Yep, angel's number three on the list. So we have lights, number one, an angel, number three, tinsel, number five. Still two other answers here to go. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the decorations, like the little things you hang around, like bulbs and little decorations, different things.
Or ornaments are on the list.
That's what I mean.
Yep.
Yes.
Number two on. Are you ready for the fruitcake toss?
No, because I'm not for sure if I can come. I'll have to see.
Okay. Now, everybody else good though? The people you've nominated?
Yeah, I haven't heard from anybody else. The only thing is, Judge Fredericks never got back with me.
Did we ever hear who was coming from the fire department?
Let's see, who did I talk to? I didn't talk to, I don't know if he gave me his name. He said he'd see that somebody was there. And I said, well, if you could get it to all the fire departments in the city and county, like a memo.
Right.
If you could do that, send that out. So I don't know if he was going to do that or not.
Well, I think it'll be interesting.
There might be more.
Well, I hope so.
Police's Lieutenant Brown, because it's hard to get a hold of McDonald. Chief McDonald.
Yeah, Lieutenant Brown is who I heard when it came to the police department. That's when I talked to McDonald. He said that's who would be there.
Yeah.
So.
And the I don't believe he gave me his name last year. Is it the chief dean of the fire department?
Yeah.
I think I talked to him last year, but this year it wasn't him. And he said he would see that somebody came, and then I asked him if he could just send a memo to all the departments and see if anybody wanted to participate.
Well, it should be good. We look forward to it.
I know. If I can, I'm going to try to come. I'll see.
Yeah, you really should. It's not going to rain tonight, not going to snow. We're going to have Buckeyes.
Can you park kind of close or not? Because...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's parking in the back parking lot, and there's also parking right there on the street next to the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Shouldn't be bad at all.
Okay, then thanks.
Thanks. All right, fruitcake toss heating up. 740-751-4038. What is our category here? I moved away from it for a second. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, an angel, tinsel. One answer left here. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Icicles.
No icicles, but a good guess. No icicles, but not a bad guess. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm waiting to hear what she said. I'm going to say that garland. You trim it around like, it's not like a ribbon, but you know what I mean.
No garland on the list.
Okay.
No garland on the list here today. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, an angel, tinsel. One answer left here, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Ribbon.
No ribbon. No ribbon on the list here today. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, an angel, tinsel. One answer left and 5 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Who's got it? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try candy cane.
Candy cane, number four on the list. You got it. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. It was the old candy cane. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No.
Yep.
Popcorn.
Nope, no popcorn. No popcorn. It was the old candy cane. Name something you can hang on a Christmas tree. Lights, ornaments, an angel, candy cane, and tinsel.
Let's see here. Well, that category would be kind of difficult. You know what? We can do this one quick. We got 4 minutes. Let's see how good you are. Six answers. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Something people associate with Santa Claus. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something people associate with Santa Claus. Six answers here. And we've got about 3.5 minutes. So make the answers come quick.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Didn't we just have this one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to say his outfit. Beard, the whole outfit.
No. Well, the beard is on here. No outfit, though.
Oh, okay.
Beard is number six. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. We've got his beard. Five answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about his beard?
A beard, number six on the list.
Beard is number six on the list here today. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Under 3 minutes, we've got the beard. Five other answers to go here. Fruitcake toss tonight at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it.
Go ahead, caller.
The North Pole?
No North Pole.
No North Pole on the list here today. We're getting close to the two-minute warning. Name something people associate with Santa Claus.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The sleigh and reindeer?
Reindeer and sleigh, both on the list. You got it.
We've got the sleigh and we've got the reindeer. And the beard. Three answers left to go. Something people associate with Santa Claus.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I was going to say rain. Did she say reindeer? I'm going to say snow.
No snow on the list.
No snow on the list today. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Sleigh, reindeer, and beard. Three other answers left to go here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say gifts, toys.
Presents, number one on the list.
Presents, number one on the list. Two answers left to go. Don't forget the fruitcake toss tonight, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. Be there or be square. It's going to be the event of the season. Chestnuts, Buckeyes, award presentations, hot chocolate, the whole spiel.
Go ahead, caller.
How about the red suit?
No red suit on the list.
No red suit on the list. Remember, if you can't make it to the fruitcake toss, you can listen to it tonight on this station, 9:15 p.m. Don't miss that. Music galore. Fruitcake tossing. Who's going to be the champion? The 2023 Fruitcake Toss champion. To join the hallowed halls of Ralph Thacker, Donovan Bauer, and Ed Pickett. Who will be number four tonight in that list?
Go ahead, caller.
The Elves,
yes, number four on the list.
The Elves are number four on the list. One answer left. Something people associate with Santa Claus. This is going to be our last call here this morning. Linda Sims up next.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say cookies, milk.
No cookies and milk. Join us for the fruitcake toss tonight at 7. Scott Spears headed for the dugout.
The place for holiday fun. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimo. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.